Welcome to. I always thought we should rename this week's parsha. Now the parsha begins, Vayeshev Yaakov Beretz Megurei Aviv Beretz Kenan. Sounds like the most calm opening of a parsha. Yaakov is sitting, he's dwelling. But this parsha is not about sitting, it's not about relaxing, it's not about being calm to any extent. If I had to give the parsha a new name, I would call it, instead of Vayeshev, I think I would call it Vayered. He went down. The reason for that is because the word, the Shoresh, Yarad, Yorei, to go down, begins today's Aliyah, the fifth Aliyah, began yesterday's Aliyah, the fourth Aliyah. In fact, the two major storylines of this week's Parsha all begin and have that word, Vayered. Right? We have right after the selling of Yosef, Vahi Beitahi, Vayered Yehuda, Yehuda goes down, the beginning of Parak Lamed Chet. And then, the same word, the beginning of Parak Lamed Tet. What happens to Yosef after being sold? The Yosef, Urad Mitzrayimah. Yosef also is lowered, falls, goes down. And the truth is that this week's Parsha is the story of the tragic downward spiraling of two biblical heroes. Yosef is the most obvious one. He starts off this week's Parsha as the chosen, privileged son. He's the son with big dreams. He's the son with the fancy chosen clothing. And then, you know, perhaps reckless dreams, reckless action, jealousy of his brothers. He then continues to spiral downwards. He loses his clothing. He goes down into a bore, into a pit. And from there, he continues to go down from, slave seller to slave trafficker until he ends up as a slave. And then that's not the end of the Parsha. He ends up even lower in jail as a slave. Yehuda also has an interesting downward spiraling. Yehuda has, I would say, mixed feelings about the sale of Yosef. Doesn't really want to kill his brothers. But the minute that the deed has been done, and Yosef has been sold, Yehuda, Vayered Yehuda Me'echav. He can't do this anymore. He leaves. He goes down from his brothers, from his family, marries non-Jewish woman, runs into trouble with his daughter-in-laws. Yehuda's out. Downward spiraling, out. And the truth is, the Medrash says, why are these two stories here? I mean, think about it. Yesterday's story was Yehuda, and today's story is, oh yeah, Yosef got sold and heads down to Mitzrayim. Now, truth be told, points out the Medrash, they're kind of out of order. I mean, they're kind of simultaneous. And the Torah purposely interweaves them. Says the Medrash, why? Says the Medrash, very simple. Why? Mipnei ma hismich bar shazulazo? Why are they connected? Why are they intertwined? So the Medrash says, "Kedei l'smoch yirida l'yirida." We want a point, and we want you, the reader, to notice these are two acts of yirida that we need to think about. Rav Yochanan Amar kedei l'smoch haker l'haker. There's also a whole bunch of literary motifs that connect them. Do you recognize this? Do you recognize the blood? Do you recognize the staff? Whose this is? And Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman says, "No, it's kedei l'smoch maaseh Tamar l'maaseh yishto shel Potiphar." They both have incidents with women that they're not married to. And we're also meant to compare them. The truth is, I've always thought that there's a fourth and more powerful parallel between the story of Yerida of Yosef and the Yerida of Yehuda. And that is that their Yerida is not the end of their story. Both of them pick themselves up and in a sense make Aliyah. Both of them, right? Yosef is the easier one. We're going to spend the next two parshiot tracing Yosef's rise to fame. He gets out of the boar. He again, through the help of dreams that got him into the boar, is the same dreams or different dreams that gets him out of the boar. He gets a new clothing and a new position of power as viceroy of the perhaps most powerful country at the world at that time. And the truth is, Yehuda also rises. Yehuda leaves his brothers after he has an incident at Tzadkam Yemeni. And think about it. What do we know about Yehuda? he's the one who convinces his father to let me take Binyamin and I'll take responsibility for it. He's the one in two parashiyot, Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Yehuda's the one that has a one-on-one, you know, standoff with Yosef, representing his brothers, representing the interests of his family. And Yehuda's the one who Yaakov entrusts to send before Yaakov goes to Egypt, to send to go ahead and to get his way. Both Yosef and Yehuda in this week's parsha have a yirida. They have a low point in their lives based on something they did, based on something they did to others, or based on something that was done to them. And both of them climb out of it. Both of them emerge on top at the end. And I can think of no better message of the parsha than low points are not end points. Low points need to be overcome. Every low point is an opportunity to rise. And the Medrash actually is a really fascinating line. The Medrash asks, what was everyone doing during this Yerida? And the Medrash talks about Yehuda Yosek Likach Lo Isha. Yehuda's low point, he was worrying about women. And Yosef Haya Besako V'Tanito, he was fasting and mourning. What was God doing? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Haya Osek Borei Orosh HaMashiach. God was thinking, what's the next step? And in simplest way of understanding that is God was already planning how this would work out to everyone's best interest. Or maybe it was God was saying to all of them and to each of us, at every low point, this is simply a step in your journey to the next point. Don't just get stuck in the moment of Yerida. At every, even God, when everyone was stuck in their moment, in their low points, God was thinking ahead. All of us need to think ahead. All of us have low points in our lives. It could be psychological low points, financial low points, status, social low points, or physical low points. And what Yosef and Yehuda are coming to tell us is don't get stuck in them. Don't not see the next step. Our job, as being hopefully being inspired by Yehuda and Yosef, is to say, what can I do to get out of this? How do I rise, aliyah, instead of spend my time doing yirida? Have a good day.